local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. There is a lot to talk about, a lot to digest. We start with our top three stories today. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. The big story today is President Biden will not face criminal charges related to documents found at his home and office.
The special counsel did deduce that these classified documents were improperly handled. And so do they use that as a foundation for adding this to the impeachment inquiry?
That is NBC's Ryan Nobles. The special counsel investigating President Biden concluded Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified military and national security documents, but will not face charges. The investigation focused on documents related to Biden's time as vice president. The report claimed, however, Biden's practices present serious risks to national security, and added that the president portrayed himself as an elderly man with a poor memory who would be sympathetic to a jury.
Right.
There is a portion of this report that I want to read.
Okay.
From the special counsel. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. Quote, if it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. In 2009, am I still vice president? He did not remember, even within several years, when his son, Beau, died. That's just a brief snippet there from the special counsel report.
Look, dude, people make jokes about politicians, right? Because it's a spiteful game. But this is a man who's genuinely not, like, literally not all
That's
there.
That's what they're telling you.
I mean, his memory.
The special counsel is literally telling you, hey, we're not bringing charges because we don't think we could convict him in a court of a court here, because the jury would be sympathetic to the fact that this guy can't remember or know where he's at.
And they say stuff like that to about mentally unwell people.
So as a, you know, if you're probably not listening to the station, if you're a staunch liberal, maybe you are. But if you are, I genuinely want to know from you, as a independent, straight line independent voter, right? Just picture me as that. I'm an independent voter. I've not made up my mind. How am I, as a voter, supposed to treat this?
Yeah. Because there's going to be millions of Americans in that exact position. Because they're like, hey, Trump's got his flaws, Biden's got his, and this is the latest on Biden, and it's rough. You know, say what you want about Trump.
And there is, my goodness. And there is obviously the speculation, the you know, tinfoil, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, well, Biden's not really running the show, and that it's basically former President Obama's third term in office, and that they're just trotting him out there
like
as
a figurehead.
The puppet and the figurehead. And, you know, I just think that, you know, there's just so much ammunition that's going to come out of this from the Republicans. I have no idea. I'm sure that the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, is working overtime and triple time and all that with her staff to come up with with how they're going to explain this all away and say, hey, there's nothing to see here. But
I mean, my memory's not good either, and I'm much younger than Biden. However, I did not have it on my bucket list to run for president. I'm just saying.
I read that, and I was listening to the show that goes on before us. His name escapes me right now. But just reading through this, I don't know whether to laugh or I don't know whether to cry. I really don't. Also in our top three stories today, Donald Trump, speaking of him, Supreme Court had that hearing on whether Colorado can remove Donald Trump from its primary ballot. That ended. Here's Trump.
Well, I'm a believer in our country, and I'm a believer in the Supreme Court. I listened today, and I thought our arguments were very, very strong.
A decision is expected before Super Tuesday next month. And the five Marines who had been missing in California have been found dead. A search began for their helicopter after it was reported overdue early Wednesday. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. 516, we'll get a traffic and weather update and some local headlines. A lot to talk about there, too.
All righty, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, we've got some backups developing in that area. Also got a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway. And a bit further down, if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, we've got some backups developing in that area as well. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound between Oriole Beach and Tiger Point, that's still looking backed up. Still got a lot of backups as well if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from Mary Esther and trying to get through Wind Haven Beach towards Highway 87. You're going to experience some issues there. Good news, though, to finish off this traffic update. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, most of the backups we've been seeing there this evening have subsided.
All right, thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum with the forecast.
Tonight's weather will be mostly cloudy and a little bit of foggy weather may develop overnight. Lows will be in the 50s. Here's the deal for the next several days. Friday, clouds in the skies and just a small chance for a little bit of light rain. Saturday, that chance goes up just a little bit to 30%, and then Sunday it jumps up to about 60% on our rain chance. All right, temperatures upper 60s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, highs near 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Our top local story here in the city of Milton, they are in the market for a new city manager, as Scott Collins has apparently had enough of the drama. Submitting a brief letter of resignation yesterday, saying his last day of work will be Friday, February 23rd. His letter did not specify any reasons. Collins started with the city on October 2nd. Unofficially, his contracted start date was January 1. The saga was basically from the moment he was hired the first time, the city wanted to move forward with him, and he withdrew from consideration back in the summer, saying there was an undercurrent effort to either derail the negotiations or his tenure as city manager. So he withdrew, came back to the table, then withdrew again, then reached out a few months later to express his continued interest. The city council went back to him to negotiate, and then he became the city manager. There's, of course, been no shortage of infighting between council members and Mayor Heather Lindsay, both during the contract negotiations and during his brief tenure as well. The more most, I would say, notable exchange was in December when Collins, in a series of emails with Mayor Lindsay on December 30th, said he would not renew his contract with the city after he received criticism from the mayor for scheduling a public meeting with Senator Broxson as well as Representatives Rudman and Andrade to discuss the creation of a regional utility authority in the county. City Council meets on Tuesday, so I would imagine there would be one or two fireworks. And Andrew's popular segment, Days of Our Milton, has not seen its last days. The next one, I believe, will be an all-timer. Also today, we heard from Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno talking about the controversy surrounding EMS employees that came out this week. So, of course, you may recall earlier this week, IAEP Local 325 sent a letter to the commissioner saying a toxic work culture led to a 99% vote of no confidence in EMS Chief David Torsell and Deputy Chief Christopher Stevens. Moreno pushing back on the claims that they are fostering a toxic work culture. Also pushing back on the claims that around 100 EMS employees have voluntarily resigned in the last 2 years.
I believe it's more like 40, maybe 50. Some of them, we just had two resign the other day because one both of them are relocating. You know, some of these things happen, and some of them are, have been disciplinary things. When you try to change a culture in a place, there's always going to be resistance.
So Marino adds that there are areas for improvement, and he will look into the union's allegations. There was also discussion today on the OLF-8 property in Beulah. We reported this week that there were two offers submitted. The first, a revised offer from Beulah Town Center LLC. The second, from Precision Capital. That came in this week. $20 million for pretty much all of the property. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh on that offer.
I don't think it's a serious offer. It's completely 100% out of step with the master plan. It loads up the field with a bunch of single-family residences, houses, no area for job growth.
As for the Beulah Town Center LLC, Burgosh calls it a step in the right direction. There is still work to be done. He wants a higher purchase price as well as shorter due diligence period and a larger good faith deposit. So expect conversations between the county and Beulah Town Center LLC to continue. 522, we'll take a break there. State headlines, national headlines still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy-efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some minor issues there. A bit more severe, though, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West. Also, Beverly Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards North W Street, we've got some backups there. It's basically going to have you backed up to North Palafox Street. Also, Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox, looking backed up a little bit as well. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound past Creighton Road, still looking somewhat congested. A little bit of backups as well if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach.
All right, thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum with the forecast.
Cloudy skies tonight, and a little fog may develop overnight, lows in the 50s. Friday, we'll have a lot of cloud cover in the skies, highs upper 60s, and there's a small chance for rain, light rain. It's about 10% on our rain chance. Saturday, that goes up to 30%, still on the low side, though. Cloudy for the most part all weekend, and on Sunday, the rain chance jumps up to 60%. Weekend high temps near 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Alan, 527 here on Pensacola right now, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. While embattled, Sarasota school board member Bridget Ziegler is not resigning. She is responding to some of the criticism that's been leveled against her.
I'm going to keep this very tight for many reasons, and much of the conversations that's come up at public comment, I will never address in these chambers because it has absolutely nothing to do with my role as a board member.
Of course, Ziegler has been embroiled in controversy, mainly because of the relationship that she and her husband have had with another party that had filed a complaint alleging sexual abuse against Christian Ziegler, former head of the Florida GOP.
And experts are questioning a rare earthquake that was reported off the east coast of Florida last night.
The earthquake could be a completely natural phenomenon, but seismicity in this area is actually often a result of the U.S. Navy doing experimental explosions.
That's University of Florida seismologist Dr. Russo says that the risk of earthquakes in Florida is very low and no damage nor tsunami activity was reported.
A multi-home estate in Naples is up for sale for nearly $300 million. If the property is purchased for any amount close to that figure, it would become the most expensive in American history. The owners of the land, the Donahue family, are looking to part with 9 acres of beachfront property that includes 3 mansions and a yacht basin.
Wow. And a bill honoring Jimmy Buffett is advancing in the Florida legislature. A House committee today advanced a measure which would rename State Road A1A along Florida's Atlantic coast the Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. A bill creating a Margaritaville specialty license plate is also working its way through committee.
Today in Tampa, the Florida State Fair opens.
The Pop Rock Pickle, which is a pickle dipped in a fruit roll-up, dipped in chocolate with Pop Rock and or Fritos.
Wait, that's a pickle. Fried pickle, right?
I would assume it's fried.
Pickle that is wrapped in a fruit roll-up with chocolate and then Fritos.
Okay. She acted like Fritos was optional if you're feeling really
frisky. You can either pick one or the other.
I think she mentioned Pop Rocks as well.
Pop Rocks, yes.
Come on, that's stupid.
that's the fair for you. But anyway, today is opening day. It is Heroes Day, meaning free admission for law enforcement, first responders, active or retired military, and veterans. The fair is running for 12 days at the state fairgrounds. Again, that is in Tampa. Really quick on the roads here, texts are letting us know Navy Boulevard and Highway 98 lights are blinking red with backups. People taking some scary chances at that intersection.
My goodness.
So be mindful there. And thank you, texter, for that update. 5:30 right now, we'll get our national headlines, a look at sports, recap of our top 3 stories today in case you're just joining us. Stick around. Busy, busy Thursday on Pensacola right now.
I'm John Saucier, special counsel investigating President Biden's personal storage of classified documents while he was the senator and vice president. Results in no charges. President talked about his cooperation with this investigation.
Special counsel acknowledged I cooperated completely. I did not throw up any roadblocks.
I sought no delays. In fact, I was so determined to give special counsel what they needed, I went forward with a five-hour in-person interview.
In this report, the special counsel, Robert Hur, described the president as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with poor memory. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Vallon on Fox News.
I'm appalled and I'm really alarmed because the fate of humanity rests upon the job that the person that holds this office does. And Joe Biden is clearly incapable of it.
Former President Trump also stands accused of storing classified documents. He's calling for those charges to be dropped. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Well, this could get interesting. Upping the ante in his feud with Disney, Elon Musk is soliciting people who want to sue Disney for discrimination, saying he would help their cases and help pay for them. In a post this week on X, the billionaire owner of that social media site, plus Tesla and SpaceX, said, if you were discriminated against by Disney or its subsidiaries, just reply to this post to receive legal support. Musk has been feuding with Disney and CEO Bob Iger for several months. Pinterest is out with mixed quarterly results. Adjusted profits slightly beat expectations, but revenue came up a bit short. The image sharing and social media company also issued a weaker than expected forecast for the current quarter. Pinterest shares tumbling 8% in late trading. In today's regular action, the S&P touched the 5,000 level for the very first time, briefly, before pulling back slightly, finishing at 49.98, about 3 points higher on the day. The Dow Industrials rose 49 points, also notched a fresh closing high. That's Your Money Now.
This is JR from the JR Sport Brief with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. The NBA trade deadline has come and gone. The Knicks, they actually add depth, shooting, and look like legit contenders in the East. The only thing that can stop the Knicks is health, or the Celtics, or the Bucks. But for the Knicks to even be in the conversation is success. It feels like the 90s again. Where's my VCR? I'm JR.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober.
Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Got some new updates here. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up until all the way up to I-10, essentially. Also, if you are traveling westbound to, on North Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, we've got some backups there that are basically going to have you backed up to Pine Forest Road. Let's see. Have an accident report. We've been touching on this one. Beverly Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards North W Street, just got some minor issues in that area at this time. Gulf Breeze Parkway clearing up for the most part. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've got some minor issues there. Traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, you're mainly going to experience issues traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. And outside of that, there does not appear to be anything other than maybe North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. That's going to hold you up for too long.
Tonight's weather will be mostly cloudy and a little bit of foggy weather may develop overnight. Lows will be in the 50s. Here's the deal for the next several days. Friday, clouds in the skies and just a small chance for a little bit of light rain. Saturday, that chance goes up just a little bit to 30%. And then Sunday, it jumps up to about 60% on our rain chance. All right, temperatures upper 60s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, highs near 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 61 degrees right now, just 59 overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies. 5:39, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us, a recap of today's top three stories. President Biden will not face criminal charges related to the documents found at his home and office. The special counsel concluded that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified military and national security documents, but is not facing charges. The report claims that Biden's practices presented serious risks to national security. Though the president portrayed himself as an elderly man with a poor memory who would be sympathetic to a jury. Okay. Supreme Court hearing on whether Colorado can remove Donald Trump from its primary ballot is over. A decision is expected before the Super Tuesday primaries next month. And the five Marines who had been missing in California found dead today. The search began for their helicopter after it was reported overdue early yesterday. It was found in Pine Valley, about 40 miles east of San Diego. Taking a look at our national headlines today, a man under arrest for alleged involvement in a plan to steal nuclear missile secrets, ostensibly for China. The Justice Department announced yesterday that the man stole files while working at a California company that develops tech to detect and track nuclear missiles for the U.S. government, and he's accused of similar activities when he later went to work for a competitor.
And a bill to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan is moving forward in the Senate. The Senate voted in favor of advancing the foreign aid package today after Republicans in the chamber rejected a broader bill, including border policy changes. The 67-32 vote means that the Senate can begin consideration of the $95 billion package. It's still unclear if the aid package can ultimately make it through Congress.
The Biden administration says Americans shouldn't take anything Russian President Vladimir Putin has to say at face value. Here's Lisa Taylor with more.
That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby when responding to reporters about Tucker Carlson's interview with Putin set to be released this evening. Kirby added that Americans understand Russia had no grounds whatsoever to invade Ukraine. It will mark the first time Putin has given an interview to a Western journalist since the invasion of Ukraine almost 2 years ago. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, a new court filing in the federal bribery case against Bob Menendez says a confidential informant made secret recordings of the senator. Federal prosecutors wrote that the recording discussing the bribery scheme suggests the Democrat had been swindled by one of his co-defendants. Menendez, who chaired the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at the time, is accused of acting as a foreign agent for Egypt. 5:41 now. Austin, a lot happening in the sports world today. We've got a couple of big games. Well, actually, a few big games, both in the NBA, college basketball, and we're going to find out who wins NFL MVP tonight.
Yes, we will. We'll start with the NBA here. TNT doubleheader, Mavericks at Knicks at 6:30, followed by Nuggets at Lakers at 9 o'clock. And yes, you were talking about college basketball, Joe. We've got several on tonight, but the few of the biggest ones here that you're going to see easily on your television is women's basketball, number 12 Notre Dame at number 15 Louisville. That tipped off at 5 o'clock on ESPN. Second quarter's got just under 3 minutes to go. Louisville is currently up 26-23. Later on tonight, we've got number 16, Vatek, at number 3, NC State. That's going to tip off at 7 on the ACC network. And then we have a men's basketball game, number 20, FAU at UAB. That's going to be at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Lastly, as far as games going on tonight, NHL, we got Lightning at Islanders. That's at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Yeah, some of the headlines here, though. NFL Honor Ceremony, that's going to be tonight at 8 o'clock Central on CBS. If you're streaming, you can also be on NFL Network, NFL Plus, and Paramount Plus. We're going to get confirmation of the 2024 Hall of Fame inductees, something that Joe, being a Bears fan, is happy about. And the winners of annual NFL awards, including the aforementioned regular season MVP, and particularly for us, the Defensive Rookie of the Year, which Pine Forest High's own Devin Witherspoon is in the running for. So yeah. Good luck to him there.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, MVP, Lamar Jackson, I think, is the favorite there. He'll win his second.
Definitely up there.
Let's see. We got Offensive Player of the Year. I think they'll give that to McCaffrey.
I mean, I think that could definitely be the case for sure.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look up who are the other candidates in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
We got Joey Porter Jr., who's a Steeler. Happy about that.
Yeah, I think Witherspoon would be. And I'll tell you why. You know, I think I'm not taking anything away from Devin Witherspoon. I had a great year. I think, by and large, his candidacy is based on the Monday Night Football pick six that he had.
Oh, Joey?
No.
Devin,
yeah, against the Giants. And yeah. It happened early enough in the season. Not to say that he didn't play great all year. I just think that, you know, that plays a big part into it. You know, kind of like wow plays. Just like, you know, the Heisman moment. That was his DPOY moment.
I was about to say, if he wins Defensive Rookie of the Year, that would be the moment that, like, defined it. Yeah.
So you got Jalen Carter, Will Anderson. He might be tough to beat.
Well, and I think also someone who's in the running is does it have the finalists there?
Yeah, let me.
Is Kobe Turner one of them? For Defensive Rookie of the Year? I thought he was, because I was about to say I was just going to plug Wake Forest because he's a Wake Forest product. But, you know, if he's not there, it's all right. But, yeah, no, Devin Witherspoon, he has been a stud this season. And it's cool that we're seeing a local talent shine, you know,
because
we've seen some players come out of this area, and it's like, you know, they've done good, but then they can't really get a foothold. We did have someone from UWF get, like, he was on the Browns, and didn't he have like a game sealing interception?
Who is this? I'm sorry.
I can't think of his name. Is his last name Joseph or something? But he intercepted a pass to like win the game. Did the Browns beat the Texans?
What game are we talking about?
Was it Browns Texans that he
the wild card game?
No, not the wild card game, the regular season. Okay. I'll look it up in a minute.
Right.
But some more sports headlines here so I don't get us off
Kobe
on too much
Turner
of
a is a finalist, by the way.
Yeah, there it is.
Carter Porter, is he a Steeler?
No, he's a Ram, but he played at Wake Forest.
Okay. Oh, okay. Kobe. All right. Kobe Turner, Devin Witherspoon, as well as Will Anderson. So those are the five finalists there.
All righty. Let's see. UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma got his 1,200th career win as his Huskies beat Seton Hall on Wednesday. He becomes just a third coach in D1 basketball history, both men's and women's, to hit the threshold, joining Mike Krzyzewski, or Coach K, from Duke men's basketball, and Tara Vanderveer from Stanford women's basketball. And lastly here, the medals for the Paris 2024 Olympics will include a small piece of iron from the Eiffel Tower.
That's cool.
Yeah, the country is including the hexagonal piece to mark 100 years since Paris last hosted the Olympic Games. The iron chunks come from pieces removed from the iconic tower over various renovations in the last century. 546 here, a very quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, still some backups. It seems like it's dying down, though, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. Got some minor issues on Beverly Parkway from an accident report if you're traveling westbound towards North W Street. North Davis Highway still has some minor issues if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway, same can be said there if you're traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point. You're just going to experience minor spurts of congestion there. A little bit more backups on the Var Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
All right, looking at our weather forecast right now, we're sitting at 61 degrees. Not going to get too much cooler tonight, 59. With mostly cloudy skies. Slight 20% chance of rain on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Bit warmer, 68, and then 60 for the low tomorrow night with a 30% chance of rain. Rain could interrupt the downtown Mardi Gras parade on Saturday. 50% chance of showers, otherwise cloudy, and a high close to 70 degrees once again. A couple of health, business, and science notes today. Disney's bought a minority stake in the gaming company Epic Games. And they're the ones that have the Fortnite. Epic will create a new universe within Fortnite, integrating the Disney franchises like Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel, and others into a single game mode. So I guess you can play Fortnite as like Buzz Lightyear trying to take out Luke Skywalker or something like that. And that's cool.
I guess. And the United States have bought more goods from Mexico than China in 2023 for the first time in 20 years. New data out this week shows that Mexico outpaced China to become America's top source of imports, a significant shift that highlights how tensions between Washington and Beijing are altering trade flows.
Pop culture, Super Bowl 58 is not the only big game Sunday. The Puppy Bowl is also airing for its 20th year. It's one of the nation's largest pet adoption events. Cute, clumsy, playful puppies will steal the show before the big game. It airs on Animal Planet at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
And we just mentioned something about Buzz Lightyear or whatever.
Yeah.
Another Toy Story movie is in the works. Disney CEO Bob Iger confirmed on Wednesday that a fifth entry in the Pixar franchise had received a green light and was in early development. Iger said that Toy Story 5 will be released in 2026, but did not give details on the plot or who the cast members will be, though it's likely that Tom Hanks and Tim Allen will return as Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, I would hope so. Texter last hour, we were talking about it, said it's just a money grab for the sake of money grab and that they're ruining a good franchise.
Dang.
I mean, possibly. I will say that at the end of four, I really felt a sense of finality with the fourth one. But, it's kind of like Star Wars. You know, they just keep making them and people are going to go watch them. All right, we'll take a break there. 5:50, coming back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two of Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex. Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, so I do want to touch on something that I said shortly before the break. We were talking about that former West Florida Argonaut, and I couldn't remember his name. And I said Joseph. That's a reference to Carl Joseph, former Brown safety. DeAnthony Bell, also Brown safety, got a couple of interceptions. And I think one of his more notable ones was against your Bears, actually, this last season.
All right. So that's really the reason why you wanted to bring it up.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's totally why. I just wanted to make a point of giving that guy his flowers. He obviously deserves them. DeAnthony Bell there. Let's see. Just about 5:55 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some minor backups there. Had an accident report on Beverly Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards North W Street, that does not appear to still be causing too severe of issues, though. Gulf Breeze Parkway clearing up. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87, you may have some issues here and there, but once again, nothing too severe. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Cloudy skies tonight, and a little fog may develop overnight. Lows in the 50s. Friday, we'll have a lot of cloud cover in the skies, highs upper 60s, and there's a small chance for rain, light rain. It's about 10% on our rain chance. Saturday, that goes up to 30%, still on the low side, though. Cloudy for the most part all weekend, and on Sunday, the rain chance jumps up to 60%. Weekend high temps near 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:55 here at Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Have the Channel 3 news update at 6 o'clock. A lot of good stories here locally, and I'm sure they'll have more on the Biden decision coming up here at the top of the hour. Taking a look at some of the wacky stories making the rounds today. A man with a metal detector thought he may have made a Valentine's Day extra special for somebody. He discovered a lost wedding ring and even tracked down the owner. It had the initials and a date engraved, so he posted it online, and a woman messaged him saying she thought it could be hers. He asked her about the engravings, and she responded correctly, but she didn't want it. She said it was her ex-husband's, and he'd thrown it into the river. She told him, "Thanks for trying to do the right thing, but you can either toss it, keep it, or sell it." Unsurprisingly, he is trying to sell it.
Yeah, love dies, but money doesn't. Good call there, buddy. Border Patrol agents have arrested a woman trying to cross into the U.S. with $170,000 worth of cocaine and fentanyl hidden in the gas tank of her SUV. Border Patrol says that the woman, a U.S. citizen, tried to cross the border at Calexico with 10 packages of drugs in the fuel tank. The 13 packages were worth nearly $172,000.
Has anybody done the test to determine whether having cocaine and fentanyl in your gas tank would make your car explode? Because, I mean, I would be...
I don't know. Like, if you read up on like drugs like that... They're chemicals. They're built off of chemicals there. You put that in gas and you got the car running. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a mechanic and I'm not a chemist, but you know.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't risk it.
Well, if you're perhaps looking to make a wager on the Super Bowl this Sunday, which you can do legally now in the state of Florida.
All right.
Maybe do the opposite of what this guy says. A Redditor called "I'm This Guy" says he's picked the wrong team to win the Super Bowl for the last 16 years in a row. This year, he's picking the Chiefs. He says, "Don't overthink this. The better team will win. I've bet against them twice, and I won't get fooled again."
I hope he's right this time. I want the Chiefs to win. Let's see some good news here. A woman in Canada just got her mom's wallet back 40 years after it was lost. Some guy was doing work at a storage unit and found it in the air ducts somehow. It still had everything in it, including the daughter's birth certificate. My goodness.
That's cool. Also here, where am I?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. So T-swizzle. Taylor Swift has gotten a lot of hate from football fans, of course, non-football fans as well, but dads are actually loving it. The New York Post just did a big story on how a lot of dads are connecting with their young daughters more because the girls actually want to watch games with them now. So allowing for some very crucial daddy-daughter bonding.
Right.
That's so cool. I look forward to when I can bond with my little one over the game of football. I've already tried. So I have this thing, and I've done it since I was a kid.
Right.
Is that you know, when I'm in the house, you know, I just love like having a football, tossing it to myself or whatever. So I have, like, you know, the official NFL game ball that I have.
The Duke.
Duke. Yep. So when I'm watching games and even when I'm not watching games, I will hold it and just, you know, kind of toss it up in the air to myself. A couple weeks ago, I bought her very own miniature version of the Duke that looks just like Daddy's. So far, she's not really taking to it. You know, if you kind of like shove it in her face enough, she'll kind of slap at it, but she's not embraced.
Understandably.
She's not embraced the daddy-daughter connection of having something that looks just like Daddy's.
She'll come around, I'm sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That'll do it for hour number two. Busy day today. Back in about 10 minutes. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now.